Welcome to Pet Tips. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. And today we're going to talk about dogs that love to swim. And of course, that is just such a perfect thing to talk about in Florida. Well, you know, you need to know in Pinellas County what the dog beaches are. So I'm going to give you that information at the end. Not all dogs are allowed to swim at all beaches. But let's talk about what is a water dog. There's a dog out there for every lifestyle, and that includes avid swimmers. Our little grandson, Bowie, he is a Portuguese water dog, so we love him, and he's very high maintenance, but he loves to be in the water every day. They're high-energy water-loving dogs that are more than happy to join you. Water dog breeds were historically bred for tasks like retrieving game, working on boats, and other water-based jobs. Many water-loving dogs have physical traits like wet paws and water-resistant coats, which Bowie has, that makes them strong swimmers. Popular dog breeds that love to swim include Golden Retrievers, Labrador Retrievers, and Portuguese Water Dogs. But listen, folks, don't assume your dog knows how to swim, any dog, and always introduce them to water slowly and with proper safety measures. And if you are taking a dog on a boat, please, folks, please have a life jacket for it. Let's talk about water dogs. They excel around waters, and throughout history, people have relied on these dogs for various tasks, and it's just so much fun. Some of them even delivered messages between boats. Isn't that amazing? So they're all excellent. They have waterproof coats, wet paws, and love of swimming. They are predecessors to modern retrievers who, as pet parents know, always have time for a splash. I love taking the dogs down to Fort DeSoto Beach. Great place to go with the dogs. So Portuguese water dogs, they are prized pets. They're intelligent, loyal, and affectionate. Very energetic dogs sporting curly or wavy fur that doesn't shed often but does need regular grooming with a slicker brush. To keep them happy and healthy, it's important to give them a lot of exercise, a big backyard, a river, or something nearby, and take them out every day for a swim for at least a heart-pumping 30 minutes. One of the oldest spaniel breeds, the Irish Water Spaniel, is a rare water-loving dog. Although they resemble a poodle due to their top knot and curly coat, these spaniels are larger and have a distinctive skinny rat-like tail. They love swimming and excel at retrieving objects. Then there is the American Water Spaniel. He's a state dog of Wisconsin. He's an adorable retriever with a sensitive disposition, a curly coat that repels water. They make great family dogs for those seeking an intelligent, eager to please companion. There is the affectionate Spanish water dog. That is an energetic companion who thrives when given tasks to accomplish. They were originally bred to herd cattle and retrieve waterfowl. They thoroughly enjoy staying active by swimming or playing fetch in the water. There is the Golden Retriever, one of the most popular dogs in the U.S., favored for their intelligence, loyalty, and affectionate personality. Their famous gold coat is not only beautiful, it helps repel water when they go for a splash. And then there is a Labrador Retriever. Now, our Moose was one of the best dogs for swimming. He had a muscular body and a wide otter-like tail, perfectly designed for dock diving, running, jumping, swimming, and retrieving. Chesapeake Bay Retriever. Oh, I just love these dogs. They hold the distinction of being the first retriever breed officially registered by the American Kennel Club, AKC. They're double thick coat, has a layer of oil that helps repel water and provides insulation to keep them warm as they swim, even in frigid water. Another dog that I love is the English Setter. He's an excellent birding dog who particularly enjoys being in and around water. This breed loves the company of their pet parents and will join them in a fun summer jaunt to a nearest pool or for a swim. A Lagotto Romagnolo. It gets its name. It's an Italian phrase meaning water dog. And these dogs love a good swim. They are used to hunt truffles. I love that. Instead of waterfowl, thanks to their keen sense of smell and excellent hunting instincts. When you can't take them for a swim, you have to give them a puzzle toy or a snuffle mat to encourage them to use their nose and keep them entertained. And then there is the Newfoundland, hailing from Canada. He was originally bred to work on ships. These big dogs are adept at swimming and strong enough, believe it or not, to rescue a grown man from drowning. Their partially wet paws and thick water-resistant coat allow them to maneuver through icy waters of Canada with ease. Now, the Irish Setter, I did not know this, they are really wonderful, affectionate animals, but they are strong swimmers and love being in the beach or in the pool. There's also a Nova Scotia Duck Tolling Retriever. It's a small retriever brand, full of energy, and it serves while retrieving ducks and other fowl. So let's talk about safety tips for taking your dog swimming. Begin in shallow water and gradually let them move deeper, letting your dog stop where they feel comfortable. Never force your dog into deeper waters before they're ready. Offer praise and positive reinforcement as your dog gains confidence in the water. Ensure your dog has an easy and accessible way to exit the water. Be cautious of stagnant water, which can harbor toxic algae, and fast-moving water that might be too strong for your pooch to handle, and lakes and rivers here in Florida that might have alligators. Always follow proper safety precautions, such as using a life vest, and supervise your pet at all time. For pet tips, I'm your host, Annette Weiser. We love our fur babies.